sponsored by Shoreline Transportation Services and is responsible for its content.
Here in Ohio, homeowners, taxpayers, and business owners alike are facing the weight of ever-rising, unjust property tax. Because of this, it's time we come together to speak out, question, and demand change. From Citizens for Property Tax Reform, that conversation starts now. This is the Voice of the People.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Voice of the People. Voice of the People is brought to you by Citizens for Property Tax Reform. Citizens for Property Tax Reform is a local nonpartisan grassroots group seeking property tax relief for senior citizens and property tax reform for all Ohio homeowners. Our show tonight has been sponsored by Connie Manziel. Connie is one of our team members, and she was just very generous to sponsor our show tonight. And if you would like to sponsor our show, please go on our website. We could use your help. Hit the donation button and you check it out. So again, welcome to the show tonight. I'd like to give a quick shout out to Kevin and Donna, who are doing some great work for us down in the Ohio City area. Welcome, Kevin and Donna. I know you're always listening in. So tonight we also have, I'm your host, Keith Davey. We have the number one producer with Salem Communication Style. How you doing, Style?
Good, Keith. How are you?
Thank you very much. Good to see you, sir. And so the theme of our show tonight is, last week was our first show. We met the team. And the theme of our second show is education and activism. So we're going to tell you a little bit about what our group has been doing and what we need you all to do to get some results here in Ohio. So before we start, we are a live call-in talk show. So Connie, our call girl, is... I can't resist that. And I did get texts and calls this week that they love that part of the show. So... Connie, please give us the call-in numbers so people all around the state of Ohio can call us tonight.
There are two numbers, 216-901-0933 or 888-677-9673.
How about one more time, Connie?
216-901-0933. Or 800-677-9673.
Thank you, Connie. What a great voice. So you'll also recognize Connie. The reason we call her our call girl is if you are not computer savvy and don't have an email, Connie actually calls everybody on the phone and tells them what's going on and when our events are coming up. So thanks, Connie. You're the voice of the people. So now a very important part. Kyle Kutz, who is a member of our board, was not here last week. He was under the weather, but Kyle's back. How you doing, Kyle?
Thank you. Very good. Very good. Thank you, Keith.
So Kyle Kutz is our Director of Research and Development. And Kyle is going to read the events that are coming up this week that I hope you all have a pencil and write down the events coming up this week that are very important to Property Tax Reform. Go ahead, Kyle. Hit it.
All right. Thank you, Keith. We have a lot of ground to cover. I will tell all the listeners out there, and thank you all the listeners who are out there tonight. I know this is a busy time of year. We've got so much going on from now through the end of the month, so let's get right to it. Thursday this week, that's the 13th, our group will be presenting at the Avon Lake Republican Club meeting. That's at Reagan Hall. Some of you know where that is. That's on Moore Road. That's near BJ's, if you're familiar with that area. I will tell you, the social hour starts at 5 o'clock, and I believe it's a cash bar, if I'm not mistaken. And the meeting actually starts at 6. Now, let me just give you the speaker number. The first speaker is going to be Marty Gallagher from Lorain County. He's the commissioner there. And then our group will take over. Keith will start the meeting. And typically what we do is we start with what's happened, kind of an overview. Some people have not been to one of our meetings. We've had some people been to our meetings a couple, three times. And then we talk about, hey, what are the solutions out there? What does our group propose? What are the things that are out there that the legislators might have out on the table? And then last, what can people do? We get that question a lot. You know, how can we help? What can we do? What can we do to make a difference? And at the very end, it'll be a Q&A, and I would just hand it a paper. For non-members, it's a $5 entry to get in, but it's well worth it. It's greatly attended. It's a very informative night. And if nothing else, if you go for nothing else, just to find out what's going on, just for information, it'll be well worth your time. Okay, and then moving on to a week from today, the 18th. Hard to believe, huh? So we'll be on the show again next week. Again, like Keith said, if anybody wants to cover the sponsorship for next week, give us a call. Or can they do that on our website?
Yeah, they can go to the donate button. And,
oh, yep. Perfect. Everybody hear that? Hit the donate button. And then a week from tomorrow, Wednesday, March 19, this is called the Cuyahoga County Formal Tax Complaint Workshop. And this one's in person. And this is in Strongsville. It's at the Strongsville Library. And that's on Westwood Road, or Westwood Drive, I should say.
Right.
And this is going to be really important. And I do believe Beth is going to talk about this later, because the deadline to file for that formal tax complaint is this month's end, the March 31st. So I believe Beth will talk about that more later. And then, of course, we go again 2 weeks from today, Tuesday, March 25th. And then it starts to get real busy. So that week, that pretty much the last week of March, it's going to be jam-packed full of all kinds of different meetings and work sessions and our radio show. So Thursday, March 27, Representative Kelly Dieter, she's District 54, and Representative Dave Thomas, he's District 56. They're going to be in person at a little family restaurant in Howland. That's east of Warren. It's called Raptus. And now pay attention. This is in the morning. It's only from 9 to 10, and I'm sure they're going to have Q&A. And that's a meeting that they, and we've gone, all of our members have gone to these meetings. Yeah, they're going to talk about other things that people are concerned about. But guess what? The number one issue people want to talk about. Everybody together.
Property taxes.
And it's amazing, because the meeting ends up, you know, they have an agenda and everybody wants to talk about the property taxes because it's just so out of hand. And I just want to tell everybody this, all the listeners, you do not have to live in that district to attend the meetings. We've gone to just about every meeting that we can think of within, I don't know, like a 50 or 60 mile range already. And we are going to find out, if that's what you want, if you want to find out more information, if you want to, you know, speak your mind, you are welcome to do that. You don't have to be in your own district to do that. Okay, Friday, March 25, the next day, this is a little coffee. This is a little closer to where we are here. This is a little coffee shop talk with Representative Tristan Rader. He's District 13, and he is going to be at Las Villas Deli and Pastries. That's on West 41st Street. Now, it's south of 90 and west of 71. It's close to the main Metro Health campus area. So that is March 28th, Friday.
Okay. There should be a street address on there.
I'm sorry. It is. Yes, thank you. That is 3216 West 41st. By the way, just to let everybody know, if we're going too fast for you, or if you're not recording this, no worries. Just go to reformpropertytax.com and sign up. Give us your email, and then Beth is going to give you as much information that you want and more, and there's contact information on there. And she will also send you, she's very good about sending out these lists to let everybody know what's going on, because an informed citizenry is a good and the kind of citizenry that we need. And we need more of that. Okay, let's keep it moving. The next day, Saturday, see what I mean about this week is busy? Saturday, March 29, Representative Mike Davila, District 16, and he's holding what he calls office hours. Now, this is actually not at his office, but it's at the Strongsville branch again, same place at the other meeting, on 18700 Westwood in Strongsville. And remember, generally speaking, all these meetings are at the morning. This one's from 9 till 11. Okay, and why do we tell you folks you need to be involved? Well, first, everybody keeps coming up to us and asks us, how can we be involved? But, you know, you got to go to your government meetings. I don't care if it's the town hall meeting, if it's the city council meeting, the county commissioner meeting, you've got to be engaged. You know, you can join our group. That's the first thing we want you to do, is join our group. Again, that's go to reformpropertytax.com, and you can do it that way. But you've got to be informed, and you've got to be informed on all the different things that are going on, because there's so much happening with property taxes. And then we're going to have a special announcement. Keith is going to talk about this a little bit too. Thursday, March 27, downtown, a big event. Keith's going to talk about it more later. So again, thanks to all the listeners. Once again, go to our website, reformpropertytax.com. www.voiceofthepeople.com and sign up for the email list. Okay, and we're going to send it now over to Bill.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle. Right. Good job.
So, yeah, we're going to be, I'm going to be going over the proposals that our group has come up with that we've been reaching out to our representatives. We would love to have them run with some of our ideas. Our first recommendation is to lock in pre-COVID level property taxes for current homeowners. This will help people out immediately. It would be very helpful for many seniors and people that are on fixed incomes. Our second recommendation is to offer a full property tax exemption for homeowners over 65 years old. And our third recommendation is to offer temporary prop exemptions to homeowners who demonstrate economic hardship. So people that are struggling as it is, we want to be able to do something where we can help give them a break, even if, you know, when they're struggling and whatnot. And our fourth recommendation is to keep property taxes at a fixed rate on the home's purchase and transfer date, plus a full property tax exemption after 20 years of owner occupancy or until age 65 years old. We feel all these propositions here will definitely help out seniors and get the ball rolling, and that's why we're hoping many of our reps will listen to these ideas and hopefully run with some of them.
Very good. Thank you, Bill. And so we're going to tell you how to contact your state reps and get active. So our media director, Beth, you're on.
Well, hello, everybody. Okay, I want to start with real quick. I'm going to say this really fast. Kyle said something about it, and you know, we're fast coming, approaching the March 31st, which is the last day for submitting your application for formal hearing to challenge your property valuations. So contact your local county board of revision for further information on that. And hey, you can also see us at reformpropertytax.com. Sign up, and we can get you information on that.
So, Beth, let me ask you a question. We're starting to get calls. I have a call here from Theani from Cleve. Do you want to take this or go into your thing first and put her on hold? What do you think?
It's up to you, Keith. We can do either one.
Let's take the call first here so this person doesn't have to wait. Okay, Theani, you're on the air.
Yeah, so I heard somebody talking about property tax. And they had mentioned unrealized gains.
Ah.
Can you guys tell me a little bit more about that?
Ah, unrealized gains. Yeah, good word to know. Who'd like to handle that one? You want to get that one, Bill or Beth?
Sure. Okay, so what, you know, this is the most frustrating part, I believe, of property taxes, is that this is one of those taxes where we're paying ahead of any, you know, of anything. We haven't sold our homes yet. We're paying on a value that we may never see. So they're saying my house is worth $299,000. Well, first I bought it for $76,000. I haven't sold it yet. Yet I'm paying taxes on monies I haven't received. So that is the unrealized gains part. We're paying on something we haven't gotten yet, and I think that's entirely unfair.
And that goes to the totally unfair way that they reappraise our homes, and that's one thing we're trying to change, and that's what Bill was talking about earlier as far as going back to pre-COVID values. So thanks, Deanna. Do you have anything else tonight? Thank you for calling in.
No, that's it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And again, folks, if you are out there, you can call in from anywhere in the state of Ohio. It's 216-901-0933. Okay, Beth, hit it.
All right.
How can we take care of our call and our reps?
Let's talk about activism. It is so important. I can't even stress it. Your representatives, your Ohio state representatives, because that's where the action is. That's where we're going to make changes in this. They're the ones that develop the legislation that will change this problem. And it is so important that we let all of them know how we feel about it. And you want to contact your Ohio State House representative as well as your Ohio Senate representative. You can get a hold of your Ohio State representative at ohiohouse.gov. Just plug in ohiohouse.gov, and if you scroll down a bit, you'll find a place to enter your address and hit submit, and then that'll pull up your Ohio House representative. Same thing, pretty close to the same thing on the Ohio State Senate representative website, which is ohio.gov/members/district-map. And you'll scroll down and enter your address and zip in the first field. Hit enter, and it will pull up your Ohio State Senator. Give them a call. Write these numbers down and keep them next to your phone. Call them every week. If you don't want to talk to somebody on the phone, you can call after hours. Leave them a message. Let them know how you feel. Let them know. Because the more you talk about it, the further up the line it brings this issue on the stack of junk they have on their desk. So continue to contact them. And like Kyle had said, get to these representative meetings. If you've got, we're trying to get as many of these things. If you know of a rep that's having a meeting in your area and it's not listed with us, please let us know. We'd be happy to enter it in our calendar because these things are important too. It's important to go sit with your rep, let them know what's going on with you, talk to them about it, let them know you're concerned, and reach out to your neighbors. You know, give your neighbors our website address at reformpropertytax.com. Put your name and email in there. We'll get back to you with information. That's how we're communicating on this. And that's all I can think of right now.
That's it?
You know that's what? It? You can also reach us. Our phone number for Citizens for Property Tax Reform is 216-452-2961. Again, that's 216-452-2961.
Okay. Thanks, Beth. And so the best thing to do is to go to our website, reformpropertytax.com, hit the little button there where you put your email in, and we get that in the system and we email. We don't bombard you with emails. We don't sell your email address to some, you know, salespeople.
No, very good point.
We keep it to ourselves, and we just send out information about the property tax events that are coming up. So speaking of that, we do also have an event coming up on the 29th of March, which is down in Zanesville, Ohio, in case any folks down in Muskingum County are listening in. So we're going to be presenting on March 29th down in Zanesville at the Scale House. And I think, is that on your list, Kyle? Saturday 1 to 3, is that on there?
It is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I have here it's at the Banquet Barn. Is that right?
Yeah, no, that's
no,
not.
That's not.
No,
correct.
That's something okay. else. Well, anyway.
That's
okay.
What's on here.
So
this is in Zanesville.
It is in Zanesville. It's at the Scale House. That's a Saturday afternoon, 1 to 3 p.m. And we'll talk more about that. The other thing that Bill and Kyle had mentioned earlier, we have a proposed protest event scheduled for Thursday, March 27th, and we are going to all, hopefully, many people will meet down at the Cuyahoga County Administration Building on the corner of East 9th and Prospect at 10:30. And we're going to bring signs down there, and we're going to bring down our tax bills, well, at least the envelopes. Hopefully, you've already paid them, so they haven't started foreclosure on you yet. But bring the envelopes down. And we're going to have a protest in front of the county administration building. We think we're going to maybe light them on fire and throw them in a, we're going to have our own tea party. So go on our website. There'll be more details for that. We need 50 to 100 people to turn out to get some media coverage for this. It'll be March 27th, 10:30 to 11:30. We won't keep you out there all day. If the weather's bad, we'll have a rainout day. But please keep in mind for that. And I'm encouraging, I talked to a fellow here on the way in from Avon Lake today, and he said, hey, that's a great idea. I'd like to do it at the Lorain County Administration Building. I said, beautiful. Set it up. I encourage people to do this in every county around the state, 88 counties. Get a group of people together. We'll come down. We'll bring our signs. We'll all join together and do a protest in front of the county administration building in your county. So before we finish off here, what else do we have here, kids, that needs to be talked about?
I don't know if you guys want to bring up speaking of all these things that we need our citizens to be more involved with, we have a primary coming up, right?
Mm.
May 6th
Correct.
Is the primary. You want to talk about that a little bit, Keith?
Yeah,
I know the voter registration deadline is April 7, and that's less than a month away.
It's coming up, yeah, and it's important. I have not, you know, every municipality, these are going to be mostly municipal issues. There are going to be a couple of important statewide issues on there, and I'm glad you brought that up. We'll make a point of talking about those statewide issues next week. And so go online to your local county Board of Elections to see what is going to be on your May 6th ballot. What do you got, Beth? You're looking at me.
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. What else? Was there something else you had, Bill?
Yes. Wanted to give an update on the tax abatement amounts. It was previously $65 billion. We just found out over the weekend that that number is actually $69 billion.
Wow.
With a B.
Yeah. And with we, April 1st, we're going to kind of have a theme for every show. April 1st, you want to tune in. We're going to be talking about abatements and TIFs, T-I-F, tax incremental funding. And that's a new word that was come up with to kind of sound so people don't really, but it's basically another form of abatement where the citizens and the schools get screwed out of tax money. So listen in April 1st. So I just like to finish up with a couple of things. We, in case you didn't hear, there was a, on the Bob France show yesterday morning, there was a talk show with a fellow named Ron Ferguson, who was a state rep down in Southern Ohio, I think in the Steubenville area. He actually lives in Winterville, and I think it's District 96. And he had done an op-ed regarding his endorsement of a state of Ohio governor candidate. And I'm not allowed to mention the name because Beth always yells at me if I bring up anything political.
We are nonpartisan.
We are nonpartisan. We're nonpartisan, so I'm not going to say who he was endorsing.
he shall go unnamed.
Yes, he shall go unnamed. But if you read the article, I do endorse him. But anyway, but the point of it was, and actually Bob France brought this to me Saturday when we saw him. Ron Ferguson, one of the things he's advocating is total abolishment of property tax in the state of Ohio. So go online, check out Ron Ferguson. Go Google him. You can get his Columbus number down at the State House. Call Ron Ferguson this week and tell him that you support that. I mean, that's one thing that we're doing. In addition to the four things that Bill brought up, we are working with a couple other groups around the state, and we're in the process of drafting a constitutional amendment right now that we will hopefully get enough signatures, take it to the ballot, take it to the people, and that constitutional amendment is going to be asking for total abolishment of property tax in Ohio.
Now, Ron is down by the Cincinnati area, correct?
I think Steubenville.
Steubenville.
Yeah, it's okay. District 96. But go Ron Super. Ferguson. And so, you know, he's got a number in Columbus. Call and just show your support. I called right after the show. I said, Ron, we love you. You're our guy. We thank you for supporting this, and we're going to need more. And the interesting thing about it was, you know, people laugh when we talk about total abolishment of property tax. When Bob France talked to him yesterday, Ron Ferguson said that he actually has another dozen, at least, state reps, colleagues that have one-on-one conversation said they would actually endorse that. So this is not a far-fetched idea. It's doable. And when we get this amendment, we're going to need your help in 88 counties to get the signature. We're going to need 460,000 signatures around the state of Ohio in 88 counties. So that's where we're really going to need your help. And, you know, go on the website, call us, call Beth, and volunteer for a city captain once this thing rolls out so we can have you help us get it. The number for reform property tax is 216-452-2961, and you'll get Beth, and she will give you more information. So we only got a couple minutes left. I do appreciate everything. Connie, is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything.
Okay, well, thank you. Anything else? Kyle, you look like you have something
just
on your mind.
Remember, folks that are listening out there, get involved. ReformPropertyTax.com. ReformPropertyTax.com. Sign up. Get your email in there. Beth will get a hold of you. You'll get on our list. You'll get a lot more information, and you need to be informed. So reformpropertytax.com. Thanks to everybody listening tonight.
Thank you. Bill, you got something you're...
Oh, yes. I'd also like to add, we do have a Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
And it's Citizens for Property Tax Reform Ohio. We do post plenty of information on there of
Facebook,
different news stories and everything.
And share our Facebook posts. We get a lot of activity off Facebook. So thank you again. God bless you all. And stay active. Call in next week to the Voice of the People, Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Thank you so much.